The Department of Housing and Urban Development jumped 8 points in the annual Best Places to Work survey. It was the largest increase by any mid-sized or large agency in the rankings. While HUD still has a long way to go to fix employee engagement, officials believe the battleship is indeed turning in the right direction. Nani Coloretti is the HUD deputy secretary. She tells executive editor Jason Miller about how HUD made progress and where it's heading next.
We had a goal of 2 points. And 2 points, I'm told, is a pretty big movement overall. This is very hard to move your overall score. You basically have a lot of different people weighing in on it, so it's just hard to move that number by a lot. So we had hoped, we stretch goal was going to be 2 points. It was very unexpected to go up 8 points.
Now, when you look back at the last year and the increase, what do you attribute it to? What specific efforts have paid off?
You know, they always say you want change to come from the top, you want leadership engaged, and this was a big goal of Secretary Castro, and he and I talked about it before I came on board and became a big goal of mine, which was to improve HUD just as to make the agency stronger, but also to make it a better place to work. And so we did that in a number of ways. We basically used a lot of communication tools. So we really wanted to increase transparency and communication with our employees, just much more frequent. We used tools that had been launched before and just really leaned in on crowdsourcing tools like something we call Switchboard. That is an internal platform or a forum where you can suggest process improvements or ways to make the workplace better and vote on them and get a lot of feedback through that. So we really worked on getting ideas from Switchboard. And then we also have something called HUD Connect. That's an internal social media platform. Sort of think of it like an internal Facebook. And here it's called Yammer. And we basically use that a lot to get information out and hear from people in real time. So we really communicate. We focused a lot on communication and collaboration. And then we did something really bold, which was we set a very high goal for participation in this survey, for response rate. We had heard that when you have a 51% response rate and we had such a low score, it was hard to know if that's really the place that we work at or not. And so we asked everybody and we really pressed on the agency to respond and talked about ways in which we would use the response to make this a better workplace. And we got our response rate up to 74%. Our goal was 75%. So we did not expect to get even near to that goal. So that was really what we were celebrating. Hey, a lot more people filled out this survey. So we really feel like that also helped, because just that in and of itself means that we're serious about engagement. We want to hear from people. And then I started a set of what we call deep dive conversations, and we basically met with every program and operational area and with every region in a very stepwise fashion to learn more about people's ideas to making HUD a better place to work. And we're actually put teams together and are working on all those ideas right now.
All right, so a lot of communication, a lot of collaboration. Let me start there with both Switchboard and HUD Connect. A lot of times people say, well, I'll put in my suggestion and nothing ever happens, or they're not going to listen to me anyways, so why bother? Mm-hmm. How did you get that confidence from your employees to say, no, we will listen and we will consider it? Was there a way you did that beyond
Absolutely.
Just saying you would?
Yeah, so everyone gets to vote on ideas that appear on Switchboard. And so anything that gets over 200 votes gets a response from the deputy secretary. So that is something that had already started prior to me coming here, but we really started talking about Switchboard in all of our town halls and trying to generate both new ideas and more voting. And so I go through the ideas, particularly those that get a lot of votes, and think about ways in which we can respond. And then we basically have a set of things that we did, based on partly on the feedback from Switchboard, partly on the feedback from Yammer, and partly from the deep dive. And so whenever we accomplished something, whether it was something small or big, we would email it out or put it out in one of these forums and say, hey, you asked and we are answering. So that, and here is, and we are doing the thing you suggested. So I think, look, it's hard to prove that you're going to use people's feedback, but when you actually use it, you should just tell them about that, and that's what we did.
Of those suggestions or ideas that got more than 200 votes, give me one or two that really stood out to you over the last year that you guys did something with and made a difference.
Yeah, one of the first ones that comes to mind is somebody suggested that we take a look at how we set the award levels for managers and for employees. And what was happening was managers were getting a higher percentage award level if they got an outstanding and exceeds and fully successful. And it turned out that the manager's fully successful percentage was, I think, higher than the employee's outstanding percentage. So they were like, you know, not only are you getting more of a percentage award as a manager, which I guess I could kind of understand, but you are also way exceeding us on these levels. And so we actually changed that based on a switchboard suggestion.
So, for instance, when you're talking about award levels, you mean like 10% or 12% of a salary or
and
whatever
it's really
the bonus.
More like 1 or 2%. I mean, we're talking about, there's a cap, by the way, on thanks to OMB, on these awards. So it's really small numbers, but it just still was sort of didn't quite match. The managers were getting such a higher percentage than the staff that it didn't quite match.
Well, and I think that's important because people, you know, what do they care about? They care about their money, right? So if you can do something that puts more money in their pocket, that leaves them with a good feeling. And I think that's part of it. Was there another one that maybe was not necessarily money related, but maybe just the way the agency works that stood out to you as well?
Yeah, one idea that got a lot of votes was for us to do more succession planning. Which is interesting because most people see the word planning and go and like run for the hills. But here at HUD, people wanted us to actually be more proactive about that. And so we not only did that, but we also were the first cabinet agency to launch a phased retirement program, which is a new-ish law that came into effect a couple of years ago that OPM has been working with agencies to implement. It's hard to implement. You have to do a lot of work on the front end to get that program right, but phased retirement allows for succession planning in a more rigorous way. You can actually work part-time so long as some of your hours are going to train the next generation of people that are going to do your job. And so we were one of the first agencies to do that, and some of that came right out of Switchboard.
Talk a little bit more about the deeper dives. When you went out to the field and you talked to the regional people, what were some of the things you were hearing about HUD that you said you took back and said, well, maybe we could improve that or fix that?
Something to improve in every operational area came out of the deep dive. So, you know, when I think about sort of how do I make a stronger HUD, really focused on the capacity of the agency. And what I mean by that, so HUD actually does, you're right, has a very strong mission, and that is actually one of its biggest strengths. People come here, one of our goals is to end veterans' homelessness. I mean, we're working on really hard, really important things that are clear to understand and very hard to do. What was challenging to people was a lack of capacity, and that is really a focus on our systems, our processes, and our people. That's what capacity is to me. And so what I found out through the deep dive was just a critical need to address every operational area here at HUD. So one of the biggest pain points, for example, is our hiring plan and the way that we hold ourselves accountable and bring people on board through these hiring plans. And they take a very long time. I'm not even talking about hiring. I'm actually talking about the plan to hire. It was a mind-boggling process. And so we actually brought in Toyota, which does a lot of lean process improvement, and worked side by side with a bunch of career staff who do this work all the time. And they got the hiring plan process down from 84 days to 12. So we are doing, the deep dive is really a deep dive. It's basically looking at the processes and elements of capacity that need to be improved. And we really have, you know, project in every operational area you can imagine.
Now, you've gotten the planning time down, but have you gotten also the time to hire down?
Yeah, and that's next. But I'm telling you, through the process of mapping out the hiring plan, we actually learned a lot about ourselves and how we think about positions and how we think about the job itself and how we describe it and how we post it. So there were a lot of improvements that came out of that process. And just so you know, we actually went to a full shared services on our back end hiring. All of that is now being done by Treasury Shared Service Provider. So that has also helped us bring some structure to the way in which we do our hiring itself.
And I know HUD is also looking at or is on the way to moving toward a financial management shared services. So you're getting out of that back office business altogether.
That's right. And we actually launched the third tranche of that on October 1. So that has been going very, very well.
Let me ask you also about the employee engagement piece. Now, you talked about this initiative. And what did you learn about HUD? What were some of the things that really stood out to you, not in terms of the problems and how to fix them, but coming from Treasury, coming from a different department, there was probably a fairly steep learning curve for you. What were the things that really stood out to you as you talked to employees about HUD and the culture and how to improve it?
There is a very, very strong dedication to the mission at HUD. I think one challenge that it has that it wasn't able to see from an enterprise view was just how siloed everything was. And I think that has grown up over time. The way our budget is managed and our appropriation is actually in silos. So our operating budget is in 26 different, very rigid sub-budgets. Sounds like a real technical thing, but actually what that means is I don't share my resources with you and you don't share your resources with me, because that would be a violation of our appropriation. So I'm just saying, like, there's actually a very strong systems reason why we're in silos here at HUD. And so the question for the agency is, how do I take an enterprise view and actually do our work together despite some forces out there that, quite frankly, keep us in silos? And so that was that, you know, when I was doing the deep dive, really trying to figure out, like, what is really going on here? Because I don't want to run off and solve a problem and maybe solve the wrong problem. So what I kept telling people was, I need you to actually look at the next level and the next level below that to really define the problem correctly. Because otherwise we're just going to be another set of leaders that come in here and try to launch a bunch of things and nothing will stick. So I'm focused a lot on sustainability of all of our changes.
And that was a great segue, because I want to know, how are you going to keep this momentum going 2016 and beyond?
The way that the projects that we're doing in the deep dive and, of course, in the engagement plans themselves are structured is really on the kind of leaning on the career leadership here at HUD. And so there's actually a whole set of work streams around bolstering leadership here through both the SES and through the management rank. And that is really, you know, if you think of capacity as people, processes, and systems, and I only have a year left, I'm just going to focus on people. Because that's who can do the other things.
Nani Coloretti is Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.